Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
Yesterday was the day we've all been waiting for, the final day of the 63rd session of the Montana Legislature. As for us, we were on pins and needles right down to the wire. One of our most important bills was voted on as one of the last 10 votes of the entire session. As I mentioned yesterday, we were at the Capitol until 11 p.m. Tuesday night lobbying for Senate Bill 81, a bill to allow tax credits for individuals and businesses that help kids attend private schools, even private religious schools. To be fair, we amended the bill to allow the same tax credit for donations made to enhance the curriculum at public schools as well. Tuesday evening was lobbying at its finest, if there can be such a thing. The House went late into the night, so we stayed as long as they did, and so did our opponents, led by the teachers' union. They opposed 81 on principle. Despite the fact that it contained equal credits for public schools, they hate the concept of school choice in general. The union president said in a recent debate that he sees no need for anything other than traditional public schools, where all students can be taught together and learn together for the common good. I would have replaced the word student with the word comrade in his description, but I didn't want to be snarky. Yesterday morning, we were all back at the Capitol an hour before the House convened, trying to garner any final votes. As the opening of the session drew near, I went to the union president and told him that I felt the concrete was beginning to set, meaning that there were very few votes still in play. He agreed, then it was time to wait for the vote, which would come about 20 minutes later. I also took the opportunity to shake his hand and tell him that I saw him as a worthy opponent. This entire session was a fight well fought. In the end, history was made. We picked up two votes from the day before, and Senate Bill 81 passed 54-45. It's the first time in the history of Montana that a school choice bill has ever made it to the governor's desk. Montana is one of only 8 remaining states with no school choice, but that can change in the next few days. We need everyone to call or email the governor and ask him to sign Senate Bill 81. The union still believes that they have the governor in their pocket and that he'll veto the bill, so he needs to hear from us. Please call 444-3111. That's 444-3111 and leave a voice message, or go to the governor's website to leave an email. Ask him to sign Senate Bill 81. There's something in it for all kids. Once again, that's 444-3111. 444-3111. For the past 10 years, at the end of each legislative session, I've ended this broadcast the same way, by saying that the last taillight of the last legislator's car has headed over the hill. Sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years. This time, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to beg you not to go back to sleep. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and there are things going on in our courts and in our schools and in our city halls that threaten our freedom and our children. I'm going to ask you to remain alert and involved and engaged. We were a nation conceived in liberty, and for a nation so conceived to endure requires the active participation of its citizens. We want to be a watchman on the wall, and we hope you'll join us. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.